In the following experiment, one investigates the behavior of water flowing in a pipe with a circular profile. One attaches a discharge pipe with an inner diameter of 1.7 cm horizontally to a vertical cylinder with an inner diameter of 8.2 cm that is filled with water. The average flow rate can be varied with a valve at the end of the pipe. For the indirect measurement of the average flow velocity in the pipe, one can read off the level of liquid at a scale on the cylinder. To visualize the flow behavior, one uses a potassium permanganate solution as the dye liquid, which is injected centrally into the horizontal pipe. This injection tube must be as small as possible in diameter and well positioned to avoid additional turbulences. Here is the experimental setup in a schematic sketch. After filling the vertical cylinder, the valve is opened continuously. Thus, the flow rate increases during the procedure. The injected dye in the horizontal pipe can be observed with a camera. At the beginning, the flow velocity is small and the streamlines do not interchange, as the dye thread shows. At the transition from laminar to turbulent flow, first one sees fluctuations and then the tearing of the dye liquid. When the flow behavior is turbulent at a high flow rate, there is an unordered movement of the dye liquid. Systematic investigations show that the flow behavior depends substantially on three parameters: on the average flow velocity, on the diameter of the discharge pipe, and on the dynamic viscosity of the fluid. The critical Reynolds number gives empirical values for the flow behavior. At values less than the critical Reynolds number, perturbations are damped in the flow by the viscosity of the fluid. Above this number, the inertia forces of the particles are larger than the friction forces of the fluid. The critical Reynolds number of a water flow through a pipe with a circular profile amounts to about 2,300. In order to be able to determine the critical Reynolds number of the configuration, we have to measure the changing flow rate. Here you see simultaneously the cylinder with the length scale, a real-time display, the flow, and additionally the measured time dependence of the level of liquid. Since the transition from laminar to turbulent flow does not happen at a given transition point, one can choose the time at which the dye thread tears off as the initial time. As a simplification, one can fit the time dependence of the level of liquid analytically by a quadratic equation with a relative error of less than 4%.